Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. I don't like that the FBI is going after Joe Biden unilaterally. We talk about that. As always, you can email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Senator Rick Scott joins us as well. And how Ron DeSantis is making Florida into an education beacon for all of us to follow. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show and hit subscribe. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Support our program at charliekirk.com/support. That is charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I meant to mention this the other day, and I need to do it now. So we're actually right after the show, boarding American Airlines flight straight to Miami for a very important event happening tomorrow. So if you're in the South Florida area, I'd love to see you. We are having an event. Turning Point USA is hosting Jair Bolsonaro, President Bolsonaro of Brazil, definitely in the news, and I'm going to have a chance to talk to him as well. I'm super curious about Brazil. Admittedly, I don't know a lot about the political dynamics there, but I've been told it's very similar to America in a lot of different ways and very different in other ways. So tomorrow at the Trump Doral Hotel in Miami, if you want to come hear Bolsonaro speak, I'll be there as well. I think it's around 5 p.m. if I'm not mistaken. It's tpusa.com/Brazil, if I'm not mistaken. You guys can check out the website, get your tickets. Tickets are running low. The demand is absolutely incredible. So it's tpusa.com/Brazil. If you want to get your tickets, Power of the People with President Bolsonaro at Trump Doral. Yeah, there it is right there. If we could put that up on screen. It's going to be a very interesting speech. I'm certainly going to learn a lot. I know a lot of you have questions about what's happening in Brazil. Why is Bolsonaro in America? How does that involve the West? What does that have to do with the CCP's attempted conquest of Central and South America? A lot to learn. And if you want to go there tomorrow to see it for yourself, if you live in South Florida or Florida in general, if you want to fly in for it, go to tpusa.com/Brazil. Real America's Voice is going to be there. And also, I'm going to be asking Bolsonaro some questions myself, which I'm really excited about. So hopefully see you tomorrow in South Florida. We're also going to be doing the show there, and it's going to be great. Okay, email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Let's get to some sound here. I didn't get a chance to cover this as it happens. This is a little bit delayed. Let's go to Cut 53. MSNBC reporting that FBI agents are currently searching Biden's home. I think this is his second home. How many homes does this guy have? A lot for a politician on a politician's salary. Really makes you think how that is possible. I think we know the answer. Play Cut 53.
According to three sources familiar with this matter, FBI agents, as we speak, are searching President Biden's Rehoboth Beach home for classified documents. This comes, of course, after there have been a discovery of a number of batches of documents at his think tank here in Washington and also at his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
Joe Biden deserves to go to jail for the rest of his life, period. Joe Biden should not be a free citizen. He should not be president of the United States. What Joe Biden has done with selling out our country, the deals with foreign leaders, what he's done with Hunter Biden is treason. So I have no reason to feel sorry for Joe Biden or to go out of the way to say, oh, poor Joe Biden, all this. But I'll be very honest with you. I don't like this. I don't like the fact that the FBI can decide to go after the head of the executive branch. Now, I know Joe Biden, I do not believe, legitimately went through the process of the fair and free election. I don't believe that. And I know you don't either. That's not the point. The point is he is the president of the United States. That is true. And it is not right to have the fourth branch of government, the administrative state, that nobody elected, that nobody voted for, be able to say, we want to go after a president for whatever reason. And I know this is difficult for some people to hear because there is so much deep-seated hatred for Biden. Obviously, I share that. So I'm kind of conflicted by doing this. I'm kind of cheering on the demise of Joe Biden because I think he's a craven old man who thought he was untouchable for his entire political career. And now all of a sudden, the very same machine that he thought he controlled is now coming after him. Yeah, that's filled with delicious irony. But we should take a step back and we should ask a question. Are we witnessing a shadow government that is removing another president of the United States? And if so, if we do not challenge it now, what is to say that this very same shadow government will not remove a second term of Donald Trump or attempt to do so? Or to say that they're going to go after another president? This is the fourth time that we know of they're doing it. JFK, Nixon, Trump, Biden. Why they're going after Joe Biden is speculation. We can guess. We can guess that it's because Joe Biden is not going to win re-election in 2024. It could be as a way to control Joe Biden. But these are just the examples, obviously, that we know about. The deep state is always going after, constantly, the machine is grinding and grinding and grinding after people that they deem to be a threat. And to be consistent, I think we as constitutional conservatives, populists, and nationalists should say, we don't like this. That the fourth branch of government should not be able to emerge out of nowhere, the administrative state, and say, we don't like a president, we're just going to displace them. The Patriot Act gave these people way too much power. The idea of separation of powers and checks and balances and to have an executive that has some executive power and is not just able to be removed or softly removed or removed in slow motion, this should not be a controversial statement. Now, again, it's difficult to make this argument and to make it resonate because I know so many of you are probably cheering for the demise of Joe Biden. But are you really going to get rid of Joe Biden or the essence of Joe Biden? No, you're just going to get somebody even worse like Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom or a Pelosi acolyte. It's the machine that we should be very worried about. And they have zero remorse whatsoever for doing this. So my current hypothesis on this is that the Federal Bureau of Investigation is doing this because Joe Biden is no longer useful to the regime. He was a bridge president. But also they're trying to show in the soon-to-be public congressional testimony how bipartisan they are. You see, they're trying to create the appearance. They're going to say, well, look, in all fairness, Christopher Wray and the FBI, they went after Mar-a-Lago and they went after Joe Biden's beach home. So therefore, look, the FBI, we are equal opportunity offenders. And so as I'm watching this tape after tape after tape of the FBI raid or search or whatever word you want to use of Joe Biden's personal residences, yeah, I mean, we should make fun of it and we should say, okay, Joe Biden, you know, the very same Leviathan that you spent your entire career pandering and carrying water for is now coming after you. That's all correct. We should also say, you know what? I hope that Joe Biden goes to jail, which I certainly hope he does. But all that can simultaneously be true with a fair dose of caution where we say this is not right. It is not right to allow the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Justice and the fourth branch of government to rear its head unchecked to be able to remove a president of the United States. And that is not to say that Joe Biden doesn't deserve to go to jail. Of course he does. I'm going to be cheering for that. But I think you're seeing the slow motion removal of a president for whatever reason. That is a bad precedent. I believe it's unconstitutional. I believe it is the working of a shadow government. And I find it to be wrong. And I think you should too. Rents are soaring at unprecedented highs. If you're renting or have a friend or family member that is, now is a great time to make the move to homeownership. Look, you gotta own. Renting, that's great reset stuff. Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific Mortgage have helped so many people make that leap from renting to owning, with lots of programs that offer first-time buyers assistance with little to no down payment needed. I encourage you right now to visit my buddies, their website. They're great guys. They're Christians. They're conservatives. They love the Lord. AndrewandTodd.com right now. The thing I love about these guys is it's not about the transaction. They're helping you create a plan to help you reach your goals. Give them a call or go to their website, AndrewandTodd.com. With today's still historically low interest rates, it's easier than you think to become a homeowner. I've relied on them, and producer Andrew has as well. I highly recommend you take action now. And if you know someone paying rent, tell them about Andrew and Todd. Go to AndrewandTodd.com and tell them the Charlie Kirk Show sent you. Getting a fair amount of emails on this topic. Welcome back, everybody. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. I think the audience is split. Some are saying, Charlie, I'm cheering for the FBI. I hope they take down Joe Biden and the entire Democrat cabal with them. I think that's respectfully a rather naive take to act as if the FBI is really going to take down the Democrat Party. Now, they're doing the bidding of the Democrat Party, and they have for quite some time. Other people say, Charlie, this rather harsh emails that we receive that are very insulting, but I'm not going to read them on air. But generally, the sentiment of some of these emails are, Charlie, you don't know what you're talking about. They're a little more intense in the wording of that way. But they say, basically, Joe Biden needs to be in prison. You should be cheering this on. And yeah, I mean, look, obviously, I have a heart for justice, and I want to see Joe Biden in prison. I'll say that repeatedly. I think he's a traitor to the United States. But I'm not going to applaud or delight in people that I don't know about and you don't know about of the administrative state that just appear out of nowhere, the shadow government that can call the shots. I don't think that's constitutional. I don't think it's sustainable at all. Someone says, Charlie, I agree with you about the fourth branch of government. It almost seems like the left is trying to put the peg in place. We do not want to take the presidency back, so let us be able to remove any Republican president. They know they've messed it up over the past few years, and people are waking up and seeing the world that's been seeing the wool that's been pulled over their eyes from Idaho. Thank you. So I do want your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. I find this to be interesting, and I don't want to celebrate in this occurring at all. I think it sets a really bad precedent. I think it's a pattern that's just going to continue to manifest one time after the other. Okay, I want to talk about Ron DeSantis here. Ron DeSantis has been unbelievably effective on an educational rampage, you could call it. A couple weeks ago, you might have heard that Florida State Board of Education rejected the College Board's proposed AP African American Studies class. This is a course that would supposedly offer college-level instruction in Black studies to high school kids. They claim it's been in the works for a decade, though it obviously got slapped together after George Floyd. The draft class was full of CRT, abolition of prisons, BLM, all this nonsense. And so Florida just said, no, we're not going to do this. This violates our laws, has no educational value. And yesterday, the college board totally caved. They released a revised syllabus for the class, which took out CRT, BLM, and all of this nonsense from Ta-Nehisi Coates, from Harry Rogers and Ibram X. Kendi, and Nicole Hannah Jones. Now, with that being said, I still don't think Florida should approve a Black Studies curriculum. Black Studies is always going to be politicized, and we should not have high school studies based on race, period. There shouldn't be white studies. There should not be Latino studies. Racially themed classes are not appropriate in an educational environment. Now, if Florida does approve the class, it's still been a show of force, and it's been a win. And the left is beginning to just lose their mind on this. They can't comprehend how effective Ron DeSantis has been in pushing back against critical race theory, postmodernism, post-structuralism, fighting for objective truth, the pursuit of goodness and beauty. Ron DeSantis has done more in the crusade for parent-centered, pro-American, decent, common-sense education than any other Republican that I can think of. And why is not every Republican doing this? It's a really good question. Joy Reid, cut 84, This is the greatest endorsement I could think of. Play cut 84.
What DeSantis is doing is intentional. He's turning Florida into a right-wing paradise where the focus isn't on healthcare or jobs or taxes or infrastructure or I don't know, but rather on the right-wing culture wars and nothing but the right-wing culture wars. And he's ticking all the boxes. He's taking aim at drag performances, even suggesting that he would urge the state's child protective services to investigate parents who take their own kids to one. He's actively trying to ban COVID vaccine mandates and restricting mask rules, while at the same time calling for probes into supposed wrongdoing linked to the vaccine. It's a right-wing fantasy land, like Disney World, but in hell. Come to Florida, the meanest place on earth.
That sounds great. I'm going there tonight, actually, Joy Reid, and I can't wait. That alone should be just the endorsement of what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida. And that doesn't even count the new college, the parent-centric education stuff he's doing. It does beg a question, why is it that other governors are not doing this? Strange, isn't it? That in Florida, of all places, one of the largest, most populous states, that you're able to get that much done certainly is raising the bar of what can be done in red states. Did you know that gold was the best performing asset in 2022? Through all record-breaking inflation rates, crashing markets, and crypto scams, there is one asset that held its own. It is gold. Noble Gold Investments helps thousands of clients buy real physical gold last year. According to the longtermtrends.net, gold outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin in 2022. Had you invested in the S&P 500 a year ago, you'd be down more than 20%. If you invested in Bitcoin a year ago, you'd be down more than 65%. If you invested in Dow a year ago, you'd be down almost 10%. Yes, gold has outperformed all of them in 2022, and silver was not far behind. So what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of others by opening a gold IRA or silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments. You need assets you can touch. Invest with Noble Gold Investments before the end of this month. You'll bag a free fourth of an ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000 or more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. So check it out right now, Noble Gold Investments. Joining us now is Senator Rick Scott from the sunny and wonderful state of Florida. Senator Scott, welcome back to the program. I was incensed when I saw this story. McConnell pulls rival Rick Scott off powerful Commerce Committee. I tweeted about this, and it's been seen by well over a million people. What's your immediate reaction to Senator McConnell basically showing to the world that he's enacting revenge against people that are actually trying to improve the Senate?
Charlie, I still have my parking spot, so next week we'll find out if I lose that. But think about it. I put out a plan. That was the challenge. Oh, gosh, we're not going to. That's what McConnell said. We will not have a plan. We're not going to tell people what we believe in. We're just going to attack those darn Democrats. That's all we're going to do. And so when I put out my plan last February to rescue the country, that was it. And then when I challenged him for leader, because look, we got to stop caving. We got a Republican Party out around the country. We just don't have one in D.C. Think
That's
about
so well
Charlie.
Said.
Look That's at exactly all the ways right. we caved last year. I mean, so you know, look, he's trying to send a message. I'm not going to back down. The ranking member is Ted Cruz. I've got a great part, good relationship. I've got a great relationship with Ted. I'm gonna keep fighting for Florida families, and I'll work with Ted.
Yeah, I mean, just walk our audience through, though, how does Mitch McConnell have this much power? Is it just because he was elected Senate Minority Leader and he could just basically...
Yeah. Because the conference gave it to him. I mean, I don't know if it's ever been used like this in the past, but you get to pick, two committees that, you don't have necessarily a right to them. It's done based on seniority. But, I served on this committee for 4 years. I mean, Mike Lee, I think, has been on the committee for 6 years. He got kicked off, too. It doesn't make sense. First off, I'm a business guy. This is commerce. All right. I probably ran the biggest company, of anybody that served in the Senate. Maybe, I don't know for sure right now. I'm responsible for the state that has the third biggest economy in the country. One of the top, 12 or 13 biggest economies in the world. And I was governor of that for 8 years. And I focused on economic development constantly. How do we grow our economy and how do we get more jobs? But look, this was your third A committee, I'm on Armed Services and I'm on Homeland Security, which does the investigation committee. My third A was this one. And under our conference rules, not the rules, you know, just the way our, you know, the Republican conference work, you know, we've given the, you know, McConnell the ability to pick third. So I'm off. Lee's off. So, I mean, this makes no sense to me. But look, I'm not going to back down. I put out a plan because I believe in it. I ran against McConnell because I believe that we got to change the direction of this country. We can't keep caving into the Democrats, and I'm not going to back down. This is what I believe in. This is what I told people when I got elected, and I'm running again in 24, and I'm going to do the same thing. We're going to change Washington. We're not going to continue to have this dysfunctional place that people is up here. They don't care about you. I mean, look at $31.5 trillion worth of debt because they want to spend money. It's just spend.
Yeah.
So it's all their big government crowd in Wall Street that want to spend all this money. And, you know, Democrats and some Republicans are all okay with it.
Yeah. And just so everyone in the audience understands, so Senator Scott worked his tail off this last cycle, raised a bunch of money to try to change Senate leadership and to actually have your voice represented in Washington, D.C. He put together a 12-point plan. Some of it you might agree with, some you might disagree with. But he ran on something, unlike Mitch McConnell, who just raises a bunch of money in complete and total perpetual opposition. McConnell, I think, got what he wanted, which was to stay as minority leader and or majority leader. Didn't really care as long as he was in control. And now he is exacting revenge on the people that tried to challenge him. And this infuriates our audience, and it should infuriate our audience, because this is really what McConnell is focused on. It's so spiteful, Senator, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens next week. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we ought to be up here trying to figure out how do we, you know, maybe we ought to secure the border. Maybe we ought to get inflation under control. Maybe we ought to get, you know, make sure, you know, we don't end up in wars all over the world. Maybe we ought to figure this stuff, you know, solve the problems people elected us to do that we ran on instead of, you know, all this petty stuff. But look, I'm going to keep working. I'm not going to back down. This is what I believe in. I'm going to represent my state aggressively, and here's what I tell people. I came up here to represent Florida. That's my job. It's not to become a member of a club. It's to represent my state.
I want to play a piece of tape here and talk about the national debt. Senator, you've been talking about it for a while. Unfortunately, this is a bipartisan problem. Both parties have really turned the spigot on deficit and deficit spending and debt accumulation over the last couple of years. Let's play cut three. Lucas Tomlinson talking about interest rates. Play cut three.
$1.5 trillion. It's hard to wrap your mind around that number. Give us some context.
Well, for context, with higher interest rates, the interest payments on that $31 trillion in the years to come, next few years, will approach the size of the defense budget, Mike. That's how much money we're dealing with. Could be potentially $800 billion, the interest payments alone on $31 trillion debt. And recall,
Senator, that's $800 billion just on interest. Why are our politicians not focusing on this?
Right. The primary job is defense. Right. That's what we want. We want to defend the freedoms of this country. And now what we're talking about, because, you know, this Congress doesn't want to, you know, do its job, live within our means. You do it. Families do it. Businesses do it. But here's the deal. The left, the big government crowd, there's a lot of people. They make a fortune off of spending money. Wall Street, they've said, you got to spend more money. You've got to have more debt. You know what? The world will fall apart. You know, there's going to be plagues. Moses is going to flinch. And if you start to say, no, they won't. I mean, we got to balance the budget. Then you're the problem. This is just a complete lie. So when you see interest rates up, when you buy a house or you look at your credit card, hey, you know what? When you see those egg prices, you can't afford the eggs anymore, the meat. You have to say, well, those bureaucrats in D.C., they're doing well. Wall Street, they're making more money. The rich get richer. But when you, the average American, want to live your life without all this inflation, gas price, all this stuff, then you are the problem, because you're just going to borrow my money. No, you can't, Charlie. We can't go to the bank and just say, whatever I want, I get to borrow more money. But somehow up here, they think there's no day of reckoning. They think that forever everybody's going to want to buy our treasury bonds. You know what? When the buyers of treasury bonds finally say, you know what? Those taxpayers in the United States of America, you know, they're probably not going to raise their taxes to pay for this. Then we're going to have a big problem. And it's going to be in with $31.5 trillion for the debt with Biden plan. We go to $45 trillion. When does this end? But now, what is it, tomorrow? Is $35 trillion enough? $40 trillion enough? $45? When will we do this? If we don't figure out how to live within our means now, when will we do it? Never, according to these people.
Yeah, and the Democrats are totally uninterested in engaging in this or actually trying to make prudent decisions in this regard in any way. And we are massively heading towards a long-term inflationary cycle. That's what they're going to end up saying soon, because they're going to realize that they do not have the political courage and or intestinal fortitude to make the fiscal decisions necessary. So they're probably going to say, listen, you just have to get used to 10 to 12% inflation. We're just going to inflate our way out of the debt, which would be so terrible. I mean, you've run a huge business, Senator. What would that mean for the American people?
Well, you know, think about it. Wages are not sitting up with inflation. So, you know, I lived in public housing. I was born to a single mom. You watch people like that. Their wages never go up as fast as inflation goes up. I mean, they're trying to buy eggs and make sure they feed their kids. Look at what the price of eggs. They have to drive to get to work and look at the price of what's happened to the price of gas. I mean, this is devastating for poor people. But it actually is devastating for everybody. Everybody is cost club. But you know who does all right? The rich get richer. Wall Street that sells these bonds, and they're making big bucks. I mean, and D.C., we got to spend that money so people here can make a little bit more money. I mean, that's who's winning. The loser is you.
Yes.
When you look at go to the grocery store and say, if you guys raise the debt ceiling, you should be mad, okay, unless we had big changes where you know for sure we're going to balance this budget.
Yeah, the consensus in D.C.
It makes you mad, Charlie. I mean, it just makes you mad because they don't, I mean, up here, they just don't want to do anything about it. They just, let's just go on. Rick, why are you such a problem? Just agree. Just go along with this. It's okay. No, it's not good for people.
Yeah, no doubt. Senator, really quick, we had Senator Cruz on the program yesterday who called for the impeachment of Mayorkas and Garland. What are your thoughts? Do you think that is time well spent in the U.S. Senate? What are your thoughts on holding the Biden cabinet officials accountable?
Charlie, if it's the only way we can hold them accountable, because there's no accountability. First off, think about it. I mean, Mayorkas comes and lies to us. I'm on Homeland Security. He says the border's secure. Okay. And Garland, you know, does a raid at Mar-a-Lago, won't tell us why, but then, President Biden, maybe after you've gone through all your documents, could we come and look maybe? Mm-hmm. I mean, they won't tell us anything. So if that's the only way we can give information, these people work for you and me. Congress is the oversight, and these people act like, no, we have no ability to oversight. So if that's the only way we can do it, that's what they're going to force us to do.
That's right. Well, I support impeachment, and I hope that the House does it. And I know that it won't be successful in the Senate as far as conviction, but it certainly will shine a light on that. Senator Scott, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, I want to build out the Ron DeSantis thing a little bit more. Ron DeSantis is showing what a red state can become in regards to education. No CRT, no queer theory, rejecting these radical ideas, and yes, even reforming the colleges within the state. New College is supposed to be an honors college in Florida. It's supposed to be this really well-respected school, and I'm sure some people in our audience have a connection to the school, and I'm sure somebody's had a good time there, but generally it's not what it should be, okay? It's right next to Sarasota's airport. I've driven by it several times. I love this part of the world. And New College of Florida, I talked about this in my exclusive interview with Governor DeSantis last week, is now totally changing. And the media is losing their mind. They're talking about how this is a hostile takeover of the college. The college is failing. It's not doing well. No one's really heard of it. And he says, you know what? We want to turn this into an equivalent of what Hillsdale is in Michigan. We want it to be a place of the pursuit of truth and goodness and beauty, rigorous academic standards. And the reaction has been overwhelming. And by the way, the left has had hostile takeover of education the last 30 or 40 years. Why is it that conservatives can't have a school that appreciates the pursuit of truth, how to think about issues? What is the Constitution? What are the Federalist Papers? What is the Declaration? Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, Aquinas, Augustine. Dive deep into the literature that built the West, understand Shakespeare, understand the Bible. Things that used to be taught in college, that's what they want to do at New College of Florida. And the left is losing their mind. Now, before I go further into this, I'd said this earlier. If you live in a red state, you should ask your governor why they have not taken over their colleges and implemented the same thing that Ron DeSantis is doing. Why is this not happening in Indiana? Why is this not happening in Kentucky? Why is this not happening in Mississippi? Why is this not happening in Alabama? Why is this not happening in Texas? Why is this not happening in Oklahoma? Why is this not happening in Kansas? What Ron DeSantis is doing, he just purged the board of new colleges, said, you're all fired. You're done. Here's new people. Who cares? I've been told by Republican governors, oh, that's too controversial. I don't like doing that. DeSantis is doing what I've been privately lobbying for years, and he's honestly kind of leaving the rest of these Republican governors in the dust. Ron DeSantis talks about the type of education that he wants in Florida. Play cut 88.
The issue is we have guidelines and standards in Florida. We want education, not indoctrination. If you fall on the side of indoctrination, we're going to decline. If it's education, then we will do. This course on Black history, what's one of the lessons about? Queer theory. Now, who would say that an important part of Black history is queer theory? That is somebody pushing an agenda on our kids. And so when you look to see they have stuff about intersectionality, abolishing prisons, that's a political agenda. And so that's the wrong side of the line for Florida standards. We believe in teaching kids facts and how to think, but we don't believe they should have an agenda imposed on them.
Here is Howard University's professor Nikki Taylor saying that DeSantis is anti-intellectual for removing important social movements. So Nikki Taylor thinks that Ron DeSantis is anti-intellectual because he doesn't think that children in Florida schools should learn how to be able to castrate themselves. Play cut 79.
First of all, I'm an intellectual, as are the people who design the curriculum. You have to be honest to the history as an intellectual. So it's very anti-intellectual for anybody to try to erase certain parts of Black studies, Black culture, Black history, because they particularly don't like it or think it's controversial to them.
If you have to tell people you're an intellectual three times in a 20-second cable news interview, you're probably not that smart. I'm sorry. It's just, you have to keep on, hey, I'm an intellectual. Yeah, okay. Probably a little bit lacking of confidence, a little bit of self-awareness there. And as I say frequently, how do you know someone went to Harvard? They'll tell you in the first 3 minutes. Oh, yeah, what would you like for lunch? Well, back at Harvard, I used to have a hot dog. And then I became a vegan at Harvard. Okay, pal. Nikki Taylor, you know I'm an intellectual. Three times in one 20-second interview. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.